This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats fear Donald Trump, and they fear him for the right reasons. He has systematically destroyed them with just his presence. And I want you to understand the damage that Donald Trump did to the New World Order and the Great Reset by interrupting that one election cycle in 2016. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What were the elites attempting to accomplish when they were shoehorning Hillary Clinton in and Donald Trump interrupted it? And then it was a four-year attack on Donald Trump. What do you think they were trying to accomplish? And how far had they gotten up to that point when they shoehorned in Barack Obama, a guy who admitted that he wasn't qualified? But that's not what you need to be president. When people are running you, they don't need you to be qualified. They need you to be complicit. And that's what Barack Obama was. And what he did was introduce chaos back into this country. Biggest separation. You think back on it. You don't have to believe me. You think back on it. How did you feel about your average person? You know, whether black, white, male, female, gay, straight, whatever, before Obama, the majority of people didn't give. We were losing this thought process about any of those issues. It didn't matter. All that mattered was, do you care about America or not? And Barack Obama introduced Christianity versus Islam, black versus white, male versus female, gay versus straight. Every one of those issues was exacerbated. It was illuminated. It grew. It magnified under Obama. Not for the good, for the worse. We were you can argue with me all you want. We were a worse nation because of Obama in every one of those areas, particularly race, where he had the opportunity to do some real good. So the elites got exactly what they wanted. They got more chaos. And why do they want chaos? You already know the answer. You've been in this class long enough. Most of you are now professor level. You can teach this class. The reason why they want chaos is because in the chaos is where the money is. If you don't care about black, white issues, imagine what goes away if you say we don't have to fight anything based on black people crying about something. I'm going to do a show before the end of the year. I got asked, Kevin, what are you going to do to close out the year? I said, I'm going to put together some best of shows. I'm going to do one that's about music. And I was listening to the protest songs back in, you know, some of my favorites, like Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. It features Teddy Pendergrass, and the song is called The World Don't Get No Better, Won't Get No Better. We got to change it, you and me. And other protest songs that were legitimate. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? Picket Lines, Picket Signs, Don't Punish Me with Brutality. Come on, talk to me so we can see what's going on. Things like that. When we had legitimate reasons, we no longer, I'm talking about black folks, have legitimate reasons to be mad about America. You have legitimate reasons to be mad about America on a personal level, on a non-ethnic level, on a non-gender level, on a non-sexuality level. Yeah, you have plenty of reasons to be upset. Your taxes are high. They're sending kids to battle, to war that we don't need to be doing. They're inviting America into proxy wars we don't need to fight. Remember the song from Edwin Starr, War? Good God, y'all, what is it good for? What was the phrase after that? Absolutely nothing. Say it again, y'all. Yeah. It's not worth spending our time fighting. And who better to examine that than Donald Trump, who said, I'm not sending your kids to war. I'm going to get us out of wars. And you know how we're going to fight America? We're going to fight by being the best. We're going to let our economy do the fighting for us. See, you can't kill somebody you want to do business with. I mean, the only people that are, who, do you want to go back to Mad Max days? Maybe the you know, the crazy people in Afghanistan do, but the majority of the world does not want to go back to that. So anyway, Donald Trump got in the middle of it, and they're mad at him because they know he could do it again. That they needed to destroy him, but that just because you put Biden in for 4 years, if you reinstall Donald Trump, and what has he said he's going to do? I'll play you clips. He says, we're going to get rid of the deep swamp, deep state. We are going to get rid of them. He's not talking about draining the swamp. He's talking about obliterating the swamp and putting a big, beautiful building on it that Mexico pays for. You know, he's going to get rid of these guys. The damage he did to them. You know, John Kerry laments it the other day. I don't know if we played the clip, but I think we did, where he said, these people are crazy. They don't want to, you know, they don't want to go in for global climate change. They're the crazy ones. They now believe that it is weather. How dare they? How dare somebody come along and interrupt the narrative where we were grabbing all your money so things could go back to sanity? I'll ask you, show me the progress that's been made in this global war on climate. Show me the progress. There's not a country that's air has improved with all the money that's gone into it. Not one. They want to destroy entire industries. I've got data on top of data about EVs. Non-successful. And yet, you know, they still pursue this crazy course. I ask you again, what were the elites attempting to accomplish? How far had they gotten? They almost got the U.S. to abandon freedom. Think about that, man. They orchestrated it to such a degree that we gladly segmented ourselves. We quarantined ourselves from others. And it's one thing to quarantine yourself from your society. You know, you say, I'm not going to go out in public. I'm not going to the park. I'm not going to go to a restaurant. We quarantined ourselves from family, friends, our own children. We did it, man. They orchestrated it. I want you to consider that the world leaders conspired a coordinated culling of the herd. And then they demanded that people sacrifice their freedom, and we did it. We were happy to do it. In China, they do it routinely. I live there. I understand it. But not in the U.S. Not until 2019, 2020, when COVID was there, right? It was necessary after that for the elites to destroy Trump. But they failed. And now we face the most important election of our lifetime, bar none. This is it. You better be thinking about that as we move forward. Sit tight, folks.
Radio show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The lies betray the left, folks. They're still going to try to sell you those lies. The lies, though, are catching up with them. And I want to play this clip. It was Joe Biden in New Hampshire in 2019. And he's still trying to convince people that it's all a witch hunt. It's just, he's done nothing wrong, neither he nor his son.
And this is what they are. They're lies. There is no truth in his charges and attacks against me and my son. Zero. Every independent news organization that's reviewed his charges at length found them to be flat-out lies. It's been alleged that the allies of Giuliani were working on a side deal at the same time to make millions in Ukraine. It's just been alleged. I don't know for a fact. A corrupt scheme with an additional helping of corruption and self-dealing on the side. Classic Trump.
Now, what have you noticed about that? By the way, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What you notice is Joe Biden says they're lies. Every independent news, when does the news determine what's the truth and what's a lie? How about independent investigators But he doesn't reference them. Now, keep in mind, 2019, he's selling the idea. Eventually, they moved to 51 of the people involved with our spy agencies or whatever, cleared him. And, of course, that was a lie. It was a set-up lie so he could continue with the lie. But then what did he do? Oh, well, these are the guys. It turns out, hey, and you should see the video. You should see his body language where you just know he's flatly lying. I mean, there's rumors. I'm not saying it's true. I don't really know. See, that's how D.C. works. Let me start the possibility of the lie. It's unbelievable. Again, welcome to Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I don't give you my phone number not to use it, even though one of my buddies called me and said, Kev, all I get is a beep. There's no message leading into it, so we're fixing that. But that's where you leave your message. But I will make sure the staffers, we put up a new message. But I don't give you the phone number not to take it down and get in contact with us. I don't give you the website, the Kevin Jackson Network. .com. Go there. Go check it out. We're doing lots of things for you. If you're even considering becoming one of our 500 Navy SEALs or Special Forces people that'll give us $20 a month so we can do our work, go there and see what you're going to get. Chris is almost done with the site. I'm telling you. Look, I don't know what you're interested in with me. I don't. But Melissa and I are looking at things that we want to share and say, hey, here's an inside glance of what we do. I'm not big on social media with picking up the phone and going, hey, here we are, and trying to build up Twitter stuff. Maybe that is the way you're supposed to do it. I'm not built that way. I'm too old for that. But what I will do is do things and show you, here's the inside scoop of where we're going, what we're doing, prepping for a speech. I'll even give you things like, when I'm prepping to write for something, here's what I do. I want you inside of my brain to understand, how do we come up with this stuff? How does a thought thread go from here to here to here to here? Because to me, it's like watching a cooking show. You know, it's one thing to look at something when it's done and go, wow, that's really cool. You know, you go look at the cakes at a bakery and you think it's cool. And I always tell people, you may not want to know how the sausage is made. But I watched the cooking show the other day of a dude who's a chocolate master. I mean, he knew chocolate like nobody I've ever seen. A young guy, young French guy. I forget what the show is called. But it got my attention. And he's unbelievable. I now want to see how the sausage is made. He talked about how they do piping. He made furniture from chocolate and said, no, you can actually see it. He made chandeliers hanging upside down. I want to see how the sausage is made. So if you want to see how things come up, how do we get, go from a morsel of something to something else, I'll talk about it. If I'll get an investigative reporter to say, how do you follow the thread? I want you to get something different. You're going to get things that I write that only you will see. I don't care if it's got a limited number of people that see it for 500 people. I don't care. See, we used to care. Everybody wants to get millions and millions. Well, you get millions and millions of people who are, fleeting. They jump around from thing to thing. I want people that want to understand what we do. And if you go, Kevin, can you tell us more about this? Yes. If you're one of the people that are supporting us, yeah, we'll go deeper. We'll have phone calls. We'll meet, and we're going to have a monthly session at minimum where you guys get to say, hey, I was thinking about this or that. So you bring up stuff all the time to me, and I want you to be a part of it. And one of the other things is, and I mentioned this before, there are people who've donated like $100 a month, even though it's only 20 that we're asking you for. You're going to get credit in the Backstage Club for a lot more, so you get a bigger discount in the store. But more importantly, we're going to take your dollars and let four other people become members of what we do, even though you're going to get credited for the 100. They're going to get credited for the 20. And one of my friends called and said they were upping theirs because they wanted to let more people get in for free. So here's my point. There are people that call me or you'll contact me and say, Kev, I don't have the money, man. I want. And look, I know you want to help. If you're one of those, let me know. And we will put you in the club because somebody else has already paid for your membership, if you will. I want as many people in there as you can. And this friend of mine that called me said she was happy to do it. She wanted more people to have access. So while, look, I do want to fill those 500 with people that are going to, give us the $20. If somebody gives us 100, it opens a slot up for four more people. Now, I do want more people joining because they want to support us, because that's the reason. You try to run a business on $100,000 Well, in this case, if we got 500 people, it would be $10,000 a month, so just over $100,000 a year. I mean, that's not even enough for me to survive. I got to go out and, you know, go hit them streets in my Speedos. Come back home some nights, and Melissa says, slow night, huh? Anyway, let me get back to this. Trump is the biggest threat, according to these Democrats, and Joe Biden says that they lie. There's no truth to the charges, and then he pointed the finger at Giuliani and Trump. But he knows he's lying. He knew it from the beginning. And he continues to lie, and the left continues to support him. Joe Manchin warned over the weekend that we should be concerned about how much support former President Trump has. CNN Jake Tapper asked Manchin how worried the Democrats should be about Biden's reelection bid, as multiple recent polls show Trump is crushing him, including in the, quote, battleground states of Michigan and Georgia. And Manchin suggested another Trump presidency could be, you ready, threat to the U.S. democracy. And he says, I think we should all be concerned about the support that Donald Trump has. And basically, he told us who he is, he says. When a person tells you who they are, you ought to believe them. And you know what Trump said? Trump said to him, I'm going to get all of you crooks. I know the game now. I told people, Donald Trump's biggest naivete when he came into office was he thought that if he did well, they would support him. And he learned very quickly it wasn't about how well he did. It's about what he could disrupt. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. One Democratic senator comparing the flow of immigrants into the U.S. to a sold-out concert.
We are over capacity right now, and we have to control this.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Joe Manchin of West Virginia said it's become dangerous to let more people enter the country. Manchin announced in November he is not running for re-election, prompting speculation that he may run for president as a third-party candidate. Lawmakers are pushing to have salon workers trained to spot signs of domestic violence. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn and Democrat Senator Tammy Duckworth are set to introduce the Salon Stories Act today. The bill would provide grant money to states that make it a requirement for aspiring cosmetologists to take domestic violence prevention courses in order to obtain their licenses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The left are perplexed at how Donald Trump has such staying power. And I'm convinced that no other person on the planet would have withstood the onslaught that Trump has faced in the last, quite frankly, 7 years. I don't believe anybody could have. No offense to the others that want to run, but they couldn't have done it. What Trump did, what happened in the United States over from 2016 to now, required a very unique person. And that's why, in a crazy way, Trump is uniquely qualified to deliver it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you listening to. There was a guy, he sent me a note on Facebook, and he says, Kevin, I kind of backed away from you because you were anti-Trump, and now you're back on the Trump bandwagon. And I'm going, I never left the Trump bandwagon. Send him a note. I'm like, what are you talking about? I told you exactly where I stood with Trump. I told you exactly what I don't like about him. I don't like his personnel choices, and I don't like that he was so easily swayed over COVID. Outside of that, I think the dude was a rock star. And I said that. I said he diminished in people's eyes because he kept being petty. At post-election, he kept being petty. He got cheated. No question about it. But there came a point where he needed to mature and fight the battle in a focused way. And he didn't. He became immature. And his numbers went way down. And people began to wane. I was in the cocktail circuit where people were like, you know, I just wish Trump would come. We'd move on from Trump. And I said to him, verbatim, while I don't like what he's doing, what the media and everybody wants you to do is they want you to throw away your gladiator. They want you to take the guy who's never been defeated in the arena and you toss him. And they're giving, Trump is not helping himself, and he wasn't. I gave you the truthful analysis, but I never left him. Because let me tell you who I am. I don't leave you. I can find out you have an alcohol, drug problem, you got a lust problem, you got a gambling problem. I don't leave you. I don't leave my friends. That what your problem is doesn't define you. Now, how you resolve it does define you. But that's not what defines you. You can do stuff wrong, and in fact, you are going to. But if we left each other over every time somebody made a mistake or did something, who would be with whom? Kevin Jackson again, folks, is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I don't give you that information not to contact us. Contact us. We love talking to you. So thanks for the note, partner. But I want to be very clear that I didn't leave Trump. I wouldn't leave a guy that had those kind of results. Am I mad that he made some mistakes? Yeah, I'm a bit upset. And I wouldn't say mad, but I'm certainly perturbed. I'm frustrated. I expect better. But I'm not leaving him. He's too important. And the Democrats know this. Manchin went on to say, it's not democracy as we know it. It's not how the country's been able to survive through this experiment of ours for over 230 years. And here today, we're now being threatened. Can democracy survive? We've gone through some tough times, Jake. He's talking to Jake, what's his face on scene, Jake Tapper. And what Manchin's doing is he's been set up to be a third party candidate, and they want him to take votes from Donald Trump, not from Joe Biden. The problem is, it's not working. Manchin also urged Americans to not give up hope on the U.S. democracy despite his concerns. And here's what he said. I look around the world and see basically where the trouble spots are, is where people have given up hope. They just can't get out of the quagmire of poverty. And we can't let that happen in this country either. And that's the thing I'm concerned about. Really. So Joe Biden, who's ushered in more poverty in 3 years than, you know, was probably ushered in decades. And you're concerned about it? And Trump's the guy, right? Trump's the guy that's the problem. Let me give you a couple of we're going to do a montage of this or a mashup. But let me just tell you how these people feel about Donald Trump. These are like 1 minute clips, but we'll play them and talk about them. But here's the first of these. And I think it's from MSNBC.
Rachel Maddow often said during the Trump presidency, watch what they do, not what they say. As Trump makes another run for the White House, I'd like to amend Rachel's insightful admonition. Listen to what Trump says, because that's exactly what he will do if he wins the presidency again in 2024. With his threats just this past week on everyone from prosecutors and judges to the media and military leaders, Trump continues to promise a presidency bent on retribution and is gaining support among Republicans for his malevolent vision by the day. This is the nightmare for American democracy President Biden warned about in an important speech on Thursday in Arizona.
Power, concentrating power, attempting to abuse power, purging and packing key institutions, spewing conspiracy theories, spreading lies for profit and power to divide America in every way, inciting violence against those who risk their lives to keep America safe, weaponizing against the very soul of who we are as Americans. This MAGA threat is a threat to the brick and mortar of our democratic institutions. But it's also a threat to the character of our nation.
There's the first of them. Trump is a threat. Watch not what they do. Watch what they do, not what they say, is what Rachel Maddow said. But he says, no. You got to watch what they say, too. He's a threat. Donald Trump is threatening prosecutors, judges, the media, the military. I wonder why. Why would Donald Trump be threatening prosecutors? I don't know. Maybe Fannie Willis can explain it. Maybe Jack Smith can explain it. Maybe Alvin Bragg can explain it. People who will wage, who will bring up false charges, fake charges against you, who will orchestrate to essentially not save the democracy. Right. So Biden warns about him. He wants to concentrate power. If he does, he will unilaterally take his position as president, and he will start making laws. He will do executive orders and things that you do. And guess who did it? He will abuse that power, is what Joe Biden says. He might go after his own political opponents. He might purge agencies that have been set up to do the wrong thing, like the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and various others. He will promote conspiracy theories, like the theory that he was cheated in the election, and the conspiracy theory that the January 6th thing was put on by the Democrats, orchestrated by the Democrats with those very same agencies that he wants to purge, using those very same judges that allowed for this lie of the left to continue. He might just go after those people. And in doing that, he would hurt the democracy that's been established. Do you understand what they're telling you? The left is telling you, we're a communist nation. We've set it up to where you only think you matter. And you know what Donald Trump's doing? He's dismantling it. He's coming in here and he is going to upend everything. And he's saying it. He's telling us. He's not just, he's actually going to keep his campaign promise of doing exactly what we're talking about here. And we can't let him. See, because we lie for profit. We incite violence. We weaponize the government. And we hate you, the MAGA element of the Republican Party, the MAGA element of the United States. And oh, let me remind you, in case you didn't know it, you represent the majority of the people in the country. We can't let you believe that. We have to make you think you're a small fringe element, despite the polling that shows Donald Trump's gaining in every possible segment. I mean, I don't need to break all these polls down to you. Here's another clip.
Donald Trump tried to steal our democracy, and he's still trying to do it. For those who do not understand the ramifications of all this, let me paint a picture of what could happen next. Let's say Trump does not get prosecuted for his attempts to overturn the 2020 election, or the prosecution and the trial get delayed beyond 2024, beyond the election, and he becomes president again. Then what happens? Well, there's no real need to guess. He's already telling us.
When I get back into the Oval Office, I will totally obliterate the deep state. They will be obliterated. And we know all the good ones now. 2024 is our final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country.
Now, these are not empty words. The ex-president and his allies have specific plans, as the New York Times reports, for a, quote, sweeping expansion of presidential power, end quote, and, quote, to bring independent agencies under presidential control. Donald Trump tried to destroy our democracy, and if he's not prosecuted and reelected, he's likely to try to finish the job.
They're scared. What happens? Well, we don't know, but here he is in his own words. He's going to destroy the deep state, but I want to play this one little piece before we cut to the break. Here's who he tells you his source is.
Now, these are not empty words. The ex-president and his allies have specific plans, as the New York Times reports.
Well, there you have it. The New York Times has reported it, so it must be true, right? Oh, boy, we got lots more on this subject. Keep it here, folks. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
In a new article for The Atlantic, senior editor Ron Brownstein writes, Trump's threat to democracy is now systemic. Each time GOP leaders have had the opportunity to move away from Trump, the party has sped past the off-ramp. And CNN senior political analyst Ron Brownstein joins us now. Ron, why do you say that indicting Trump could be a necessary step toward containing this threat to American democracy? It seems that perhaps convicting him might also be a necessary step.
Necessary, but not sufficient. I mean, the threat that Trump has created and poses to American democracy It's probably the most serious we have seen since the Civil War, since the years particularly before the Civil War. But it's gone way beyond him. You know, I mean, we certainly saw in 2020 Republicans in the key state who were closest to administering the election, by and large, defended the integrity of their own state elections. And we saw that there were people around immediately around Trump who have now are now raising alarms, certainly more visibly than they did back in 2020, people like Bill Barr or Mark Esper. But in between, the vast majority of both elected officials and rank-and-file Republican voters have lined up behind Trump. I mean, you know, we forget that the vast majority of House Republicans in 2020 voted to overturn the election, to reject the election results. Something like two-thirds of the Republican attorneys general joined a spurious lawsuit to overturn the election results. We see in the CNN polling 70% of Republicans voters still say that Joe Biden was illegitimately elected, and now 60% say they describe January 6th as legitimate protest. This is a broad strain now in the party, and it really does cause you to question whether if Trump is the nominee and loses in November, whether there would be any more resistance in the Republican Party than there was in 2020 to him trying to overturn the election in anything short of another full-scale physical assault on the Capitol itself.
Ron Brownstein. Indicting Trump will contain America's democracy. In other words, convicting him, he says, is necessary, but it's not sufficient. Why? Because they gotta get you. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I've been telling you this for a long time. If you think this is about Trump, you're a chump. This is about you. How dare you buck the system? How dare you not fall for all the things that we've been telling you? How have you inoculated yourself against the lies? Pardon the pun, but you vaxxed yourself against the lies. You don't believe them. We've spent trillions of dollars making you believe this idea of what we, of what you are supposed to believe democracy is. Forget your constitutional republic. They don't even use that terminology. It's a democracy. And this little bitty group of people determine what you will think in this democracy. So what your majority Trump supporters, MAGAs, maggots, as they like to call you, that doesn't matter to us. We're the ones who dictate how you think, how you behave. And you haven't been good soldiers. So he calls it the broad strain in the party. Those who want to have these spurious lawsuits to overturn the election results of the cheated election that they orchestrated to get rid of Trump, of the, and then you get tipped off that in your conspiracy theory mindset that maybe J6 wasn't what they want you to believe. You know what else you don't believe? You don't believe COVID was as dangerous as they told you. You know what else you don't believe? You no longer believe that that vaccine was all that it was supposed to be. And meanwhile, you know, dumb people like Kevin Jackson and his show, well, they're giving you all that misinformation that, quite frankly, saved your lives. For those of you who didn't get the death poke, congratulations to you for paying attention. But meanwhile, Joe Biden, he's the good guy, right? Donald Trump is the threat, but Joe Biden, he's the good guy.
I see a good and decent man in Joe Biden who united the country, and all the evidence has shown that he loved his son. His son was on hard times, and he bought his son a truck, and his son paid him back. He loaned his brother money, and his brother paid him back. Joe Biden is just a decent American who fought MAGAism and is seeing them use this against him, and as I said, in this sick and perverse way.
That was Eric Swalwell, the Democrat who was dating and sleeping with a Chinese spy for years. And he's explaining what a good and decent man is. Yeah, because you know Joe Biden, well, he's as stand-up as they come. For the Democrats, he is. He's a pathological liar who drove his wife to commit suicide and almost kill the kids, who then used that to build his Senate career while he, in the meantime, stole or, you know, orchestrated to get the wife of a good friend, Dr. Jill. And then he puts his crackhead, gets his bells, his crackhead son out of troubles and puts him in charge of the company's business. That's a good and decent man, pathological liar
whose career was over decades ago, or at least it should have been. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Oh, we're not done. I want you to listen to Eric Holder explain what Biden has done. And just listen to it and ask yourself the question of who's really done what Holder is saying Trump would be doing. Just check this out.
Can you just describe a little bit in terms of the role of and how it would transform if an attorney general were not looking at things purely from the facts, purely from the evidentiary burden and how to meet it, but instead taking directives on who to prosecute from the president of the United States?
Sure. If the president told a compliant attorney general, I don't like what this congressman said about me or did about me, did to me over the course of the last 2-3 years, whatever, open an investigation on that person. That attorney general could tell a compliant United States attorney to do just that. Talk to a compliant FBI director who could be replaced by the president to open an investigation and then to just look through that person's life and look for anything that you possibly can find. Who's to say what you find in any person's life that might run afoul of the law? And even beyond that, the mere fact of an investigation of a person who is a public figure can be reputation ruining, can be politically damaging, not even if you find anything, just the fact that the investigation itself exists. And if you've got the full weight of the Justice Department, the full weight of the presidency, the full weight of the FBI focusing on somebody like that, that can be extremely damaging to not only that person individually, but to our democracy writ large.
Did you hear what that clown said? If an AG wasn't looking at the facts, but instead taking directives from a compliant AG, he says they could open an investigation on that person. Then talk to a compliant FBI director. Look through a person's life who's not run afoul of the law in some kind of way, or could be made to appear that way, right? That's essentially what he's saying. And then he goes on, the mere fact of an investigation, well, even if you don't find anything, I mean, that's a specter of it. And then you compound it with what? The full weight of the DOJ. What did this clown just describe? I think you know the answer. He described every single thing that has been done to Donald Trump times 10. That's what he described. And he's going, well, who knows what Donald Trump might do? He might do the very same things that are being done to him. What? Say it ain't so. These people are crazy, folks. Trump is a threat to the democracy. Why? Because now he's got permission to do what Biden's done. Permission. When Donald Trump, we're going to talk about this in the next show, Crossfire Hurricane. I heard this. I don't know if it's true, but they say that the reason why they raided Donald Trump was he declassified Crossfire Hurricane, which he now has all the information on what the Democrats did during that time. And they're afraid now that if those documents are out there, they wanted to purge those documents. Now, if you say, well, Kevin, the Democrats, why would they want to get rid of evidence? I mean, really? Holy mother of bleach bit. And smashing phones and servers and having bathroom basement servers and private IT directors. Anybody know that they can't seem to locate all that J6 data from before? We're going to talk about a lot of this here. It'll be on another show, of course. The Democrats are all about getting rid of evidence that doesn't fit their narrative. That is the only way they survive. And then they pat each other on the back. He's such a decent man. That Robert Mueller, he's an amazing guy. If Robert Mueller's on the case, James Comey? Oh, if Jim Comey's involved, it's got to be top-notch, straight-laced. The guy, everybody, he's bipartisanly respected. When you hear that, you should just know that dude is a scoundrel. Don't believe any of the stuff that you hear. Liars, and they want you to buy into the lie, and they get mad when you don't. Folks, I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.